and stuff. It's called tresse, which is, like, to, like, braid or, like, weave hair. And so, like, I was, like, it was, like, my first time trying it. I'm just like, hey, like, Sir Rose, like, I'm gonna help you out. She's like, well, actually, no, first it was my companion. My companion's like, yeah, like, I'm a pro, like, give it to me, like, I got this, like, I'll help you. Like, my companion just started doing it. Like, it was just trash. I'm like, bro, let me try. And so I just started trying. And literally, like, I don't even know how, but, like, it was just, like, perfect. And, like, everyone was like, what? Like, how does he know how to do this? Like, what the heck? Like, they're all just freaking out. It was super funny. Like, we were all just, like, having, like, a good time about it. And so, like, we were just, like, doing it. And then we were just, like, helping him. And then after that, we went to Sir Benedict to, like, prepare him, like, for the baptism, like, just see if they have any more questions and stuff, and, like, just kind of tell them, like, what time the baptism's at and stuff. And they also gave us, like, two new investigators to teach. Like, we just, like, started teaching them and stuff. It was super awesome. But, like, stinking Friday, like, I was cursed by Friday the 13th, man. I was eating some candy, and, like, the bottom left back molar, like, on my left side, I had, like, a filling there, and the filling just fell out. Like, it, like, I just have, like, a, like, the back chunk of my tooth is just gone. So, yeah, that really sucks. I don't really know what I'm gonna do about that. And it's kind of sensitive, so, like, that's been kind of a bummer, but, what do? If I go to the doctor, they'll just rip my tooth out, so can't really do anything. But, yeah. Like, I was talking to Elder Sorensen about it, and his mom, she's, like, a nurse assistant, dental assistant. And so I was like, dude, like, ask your mom, like, see if there's anything I can do to, like, keep my tooth good so it doesn't, like, rot out of my head. But, yeah. And then Saturday, we, like, hurried over to the church, like, right in the morning. Like, we just woke up, like, right at 6 and just hurried over. And then we went back to the apartment to get ready and stuff. And then we hurried back over to the church to, like, do their interviews and stuff for Frère Laurent, Sir Benedict, and Sir Rosalinda, their daughter. And so then, like, there was no officiant or, like, person to, like, baptize them. And so, like, then I just went back to the apartment, like, got my clothes, and then I ended up baptizing them. So it was a super cool experience. And, like, what was super awesome, though, was, like, when we started doing the baptism, like, when the service started, it just, like, started raining. So I ended up, like, baptizing them in the rain. It was super cool. So that was Saturday after we just came back to the apartment and just, like, stayed there all day. He was just, like, saying, my comp was just, like, saying he was, like, tired and stuff, and so we were just like, okay. And, like, I just wanted to, like, go see these other people, because we had a lot of rendezvous on Saturday. But, like, my comp just was, like, exhausted, so I'm like, oh my gosh, come on, dude. Gotta go. But it's alright. He ended up just, like, calling him. I'm just, like, telling him that, like, we're not coming. I'm like, oh, frick, dude. But then, so that was Saturday. And then Sunday was pretty good. My comp, like, wanted to go to church with, like, Elder Empata and Elder Zensu. And so, like, we ended up just going, like, with them. And then we ended up just going to, like, all the other wards up until our ward. So we ended up going to, like, three different wards. It was pretty cool. And then during our ward, like, we had a bunch of investigators that showed up, so it was super awesome. And, like, Family Fight, they, like, ended up bringing Sir Kevin, ended up bringing, like, her sister and brother-in-law to church. And, like, so it's, like, super awesome. Like, we just have, like, all these investigators that are, like, just starting to bring people to church. And we're like, yeah. We're just, like, getting, like, all these tons of people. It's super awesome. And then after and that, we just, like, sat with Frère Frank to, like, talk to him and prepare him, like, for his baptism and stuff. that's going to be this next Saturday, along with Sir Clodine. And so we were just, like, talking with them, just, like, getting them ready. And that was, like, basically it Sunday. That was, like, basically it for the week. And this morning, just got up, washed my clothes and stuff, cleaned up the apartment, and yeah. It's, like, probably go to the cyber later. Yeah, so my scripture for the week is Ether 12. Ether chapter 12, verse 27, and then verse 37. And it reads, Et si les hommes viennent à moi, je leur montrerai leur faiblesse. Je donne aux hommes de la faiblesse afin qu'ils soient humbles. Et ma grâce suffit à tous les hommes qui s'humilient devant moi. Car s'ils s'humilient devant moi et ont foi en moi, alors je rendrai fortes pour eux les choses qui sont faibles. And verse 37. Et il arrive que le Seigneur me dit, s'ils n'ont pas la charité, ce n'a pas d'importance pour toi. Tu as été fidèle. C'est pourquoi tes vêtements seront purifiés. Et parce que tu as vu ta faiblesse, tu seras rendu fort au point de t'asseoir dans le lieu que j'ai préparé dans les demeures de mon Père. So yeah, this scripture is like super awesome. Like basically, like everybody has weaknesses, and like the Lord shows us our weaknesses so that we can become humble before Him. Because if we didn't have weaknesses, we wouldn't go to the Lord for help. And so we have these weaknesses to help humble us, and also make us strong in our faith with the Lord. And like when you realize in verse 37, it says like you've realized like your weaknesses, and because you've realized your weaknesses, you're going to become strong to the point that you'll be able to sit with me in heaven in the place that I've prepared for you. And so it's like a super great blessing. Like, you just have these weaknesses, and sure they may be hard, sure our trials may be hard, but if we put our faith in the Lord and we really try to make ourselves better, try to realize our weaknesses and work towards making them strengths, they'll become strengths in the Lord. So yeah, love you guys tons. Hope you guys will have a great next week to come, and can't wait to talk to you guys. Love you guys.